This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we are and here we go. Another hour of the DJV program. It's the DRRR show. Because Jennifer's gone, so Victoria's gone. So Richie has joined me, Rich McFadden, who's been a part of my life for a long time. We're suffering and about 14 inches of fair and warmer here at the moment in the Northeast.
Wow.
I just went outside to take Daisy for a walk so she could have her morning pee. And her legs are in the snow, so she really can't move. It looks like she's sliding on the snow. It's a very heavy, well, actually, I shoveled the back walk off here for the last few minutes. It is, it's lighter, but lots of snow, so therefore it becomes heavy. There's a big blast of snow that has come across here. Looks like the original prediction was 4 to 8. And then it went 8 to 12, and I know there's more out there now, and it's still supposed to blow around for another couple of hours. You didn't get any down there, right? Down in Washington,
Virginia?
Oh, we
got two or three.
Yeah.
We got two or three here in northern Virginia, right outside of D.C. It's a wet, heavy snow.
Is it? Yeah.
But the problem is the what happens with us recently in the last years is we get the snow, and then it turns to rain, and then freezes all over top of it, and then you get this sheet of ice on the roads, and that's right. Where it gets crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the point here is that there are a lot of people who drive, don't know how to drive. Like your son, you're just teaching your son how to drive. He's getting his license. How do you feel he will handle the conditions that he will inevitably, that you and we all did? I remember the first time I had an accident. I was driving. We had a 19. Let me think here. I got my driver's license, and yeah, you're gonna love the story. I got my driver's license in 1962, I think.
1942.
Well, 62, 63, somewhere in there. And we had a 19. I wasn't allowed to drive. The only thing I drove in the first couple of years were tractors. I've been driving tractors since I was 9 years old, so it was no big deal. I wasn't allowed to drive the car until I was 18, and I remember it was a 1964 red Oldsmobile convertible, and I was driving across Framingham, and there was a Volkswagen bus. Remember those old Volkswagen buses?
Oh, yeah.
It was in Buckminster Square right in front of me, and it was a slippery day, snowing a little bit, and there was black ice. And not, you know, you drive on the farm, there's no black ice that you have to worry about much. So I was tentative, and I remember slowing down, putting the car in, not in drive, but in low, because you used to be able to do that with the older automatic transmissions, to slow the car down, and then I put my foot on the brake. But it was still, it was the Volkswagen bus had stopped in front of me, and there was a woman in the second seat, an older woman, as it turned out, who had on a hat that kind of looked like the hat that Minnie Pearl wore. Do you know, remember the Minnie Pearl hat that always had?
Price tag hanging off.
Yeah, I always had a price tag. That was one of those hats. So when I hit the car, she fell off the seat into whatever it was. So I got out of the car. I went over to their car and helped her, back up on the seat. And she was looking very disheveled. And I was scared like you wouldn't believe. What was my father going to say? What are they going to do to me? Am I going to take my license away? Yeah, the police came. Oh, my God. And the only reason I reflect on that now is because we've all had those. I'm sure you had an accident like that that sort of determined how you drove when you were younger. But we've all had them. And so the driving conditions, though, that exist on a day like today, with the cars that we have today, and I'm not going to, I know you'll make fun of me because you always do when it comes to talking about the old days versus the new days. Some of the cars that are around now, I'm strong enough to pick up the back end of some of the cars that are around. In fact, I did it once just to show somebody that I could do it. And, you know, I mean, what do you expect to get for traction on a car that's rear end probably weighs 300-400 pounds? You're going to get no traction What's going to slide around?
Your daughter drive those Mini Coopers?
She used to. She doesn't anymore drive the Volkswagen station wagon. But yeah.
Oh, really?
Used to drive the Mini Coopers, yeah. And the saving grace with those, they have front wheel drive. I'm driving a new company car. I've been driving the last 3 or 4 days, a Ford Explorer with a 4-cylinder turbo engine in it that is really quite surprising in terms of the amount of perkiness. But the guy who runs
the
new company is driving it, and I went and picked it up. And, yeah, I mean, front wheel drive and stuff, you won't get stuck in it. But, again, the focus on not necessarily what you're driving, although it does have an impact when you're trying to negotiate in snow and ice. But most people today, like with so many other things, and this sort of brings me around to the question about you and your children and how you're teaching them, because you're a practical guy, you have common sense, you have real-life experience, and I'll bet that many of your friends don't have the same degree of experience nor common sense, and therefore are not teaching it to their children, and that's what I see. This isn't the old-timer looking at the younger people, but it really is very obvious.
Well, when you hear what I tell you about how I teach my son how to drive in the snow, you won't think I have much common sense.
Oh, what did you tell him?
But he was given a car by a neighbor. Their sons drove it all through high school and college, and then they were going to donate it, and they asked that they'd give it to him, and he said, yeah, and he loves his car, right?
What
it's
is
a 2004 Hyundai Tiburon. So it's cool, and it's sporty and everything like that. But it's got a parking brake on it, a handheld parking brake. So what I will do is take him out to an empty parking lot and let him know what it feels like to slide sideways and then correct that slide. So if he slides right, turn right. Slides left, turn left.
You got to turn into the slide. Yes, right.
And I remember when we were 16 years old, we'd go into empty parking lots, and that's how you learned how to correct any kind of slide when you got in trouble, whether it was wet or snow.
Your father teach you that or your older brothers?
I think we just kind of figured it out, you know.
Really?
My dad certainly. I think I remember getting one of his Corvettes sideways on Georgia Avenue, having to correct it. I hit second gear and went a little bit too far, and I thought I got
That's
away with
they
it.
Let you have it at that age, those things.
Well, you know, it was company business. It was
we were working for the company, the car business,
right?
Yeah.
So, but neighbors saw me, so I didn't get away with it. But you know, it teaches you how to handle those situations. So you got to go out and squirrel around a little bit to really, because otherwise you don't know.
You got to be in a big open space like that. Otherwise, you got a problem. Yeah. If you're in a parking lot, it's got a lot of light poles in it. You don't want to do it there. You need a big, wide, open space to do that. You know, and I had all of my practice was in the field. Much as anything else. There's nothing around. You don't have to worry
here.
About
we had something. My buddy and I had a Datsun B210 station wagon stick shift. That thing's all every cornfield in Montgomery County.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Anyway, this storm responsible for a really bad accident along Interstate 80 in Pennsylvania late last night. The thunderstorm. It's a thunder snowstorm. Basically, you know what happens when the air mass is clashed? It's so unusual to see lightning in a snowstorm, but that's what was going on. And this thing has brought 2 to 4 inches an hour into my area, and it started down in Pennsylvania. So there's an Interstate 95 coming up. They called it Snowmageddon, which is nonsense. It's like you've never seen a snowstorm before? What is the matter with these people? Snowmageddon. Give me a break. Snowmageddon was 4 years ago. Let me think. 2015. So it had been 5 years ago, 6 years ago in February, when we had on the farm, I had a roof collapse and 8 cows died. They were
I remember that. Yeah.
30 feet drifts. And the snow was even at the barn at 11 feet. We had 11 feet even of snow, way over the windows, you know, the cows, and then it got 30 below zero for the next 3 days, 3 nights. Cows, where their feet were sticking, you know, freezing to the feedlot floor and stuff like that, and that's when I just said, enough already, we can't be doing this to these cows. But that's a blizzard. That's a storm.
Yeah.
You know, this is... Okay,
you can call that snowmageddon.
That we can call snowmageddon. This is an inconvenience. And it'll be, I'm looking at the forecast, by the weekend, it's going to be in the, like, 38, 40, 42, 44 So a lot of it will quickly at least get off the roads and get out of the way. So you'll have some normalcy. But everybody is so used to, they can't handle any disruption. None. It's just really, yeah. It's amazing.
So, here in Washington, D.C., we have people who grew up here and people who moved here. And it's probably 60% people who moved here. Most of the people who live in the Washington, D.C. suburbs are not from here.
Right.
So you get people who come from all over.
Yeah, well, California, Washington's the most transient city because of the jobs.
Because it changes every 4 years.
Every 4 years,
30-40% of your population changes every 4 years or 8 years. So we get a lot of people who come here who come from Ohio and Pennsylvania, know how to drive in the snow, Boston. Yeah. And then we get a lot of people who come here from Florida, California, Texas, who don't know how to drive in the inclement weather. And so it's always that people in Washington don't know how to drive in the weather. Well, people in Washington do know how to drive in the weather.
These
people
come from Washington.
That come here.
Right, exactly.
Come to Washington that don't. So it's that's the extra little fun in the trick bag that we get is all these rookies that come here.
The thriving new normal are people that come in from elsewhere and they come in and then they savage the place and they leave.
Right.
See you later.
Take their bag of money and leave.
Yep. Wright Brothers Day today. Wright Brothers celebrating, not they aren't here to celebrate, but we are celebrating them. December the 17th, was it 1903? Yep. Near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, when they had this mechanically propelled tube that became an airplane, heavier than air, and they tried to fly it four or five times and couldn't, and they finally got it off the ground, 50 feet off the ground for about 400 feet on this day, December 17th, 1903. And so the proclamation that's made annually inviting all of us to celebrate the day, can you imagine just from 1903, this is 117 years ago, and the world of aviation, space flight, all of the things that have turned around, just imagine all that 117 years. Can you imagine over the course of history of the planet, if things had changed from the beginning that rapidly, what would be going on? You got to wonder that every once in a while. Because you see how the planes are today and all of the stuff that goes with aviation, how quickly you can get around because of these two brothers who had a bicycle shop. You knew that, right, Richie? They had a bicycle.
Yeah.
The
yep.
plane
yep.
had bicycle tires on it. Was made out of bamboo and whatever light material they could find. And they put a propeller on it that they'd crafted out of hardwood in their shop. They had wooden bicycles, so it was easy for them to make a wooden propeller. And wooden. Can we even imagine what a wooden bicycle looks like today? Bike.
They have bamboo and cardboard bicycles now.
They do?
You know what? I would have loved to have gone out for a couple of beers with those guys because they sound just crazy enough to be really fun.
Absolutely. Wilburn.
Who would do that? Think about who would do that?
Yep. As a matter of fact,
strap bamboo together on a bicycle, put wings on it, and try and make it fly. That's just awesome.
Their father actually came home with a toy helicopter for them to play with when they were children. It was invented by a French aeronautical engineer named Alphonse Pinault. And they were fascinated with it, and they made a helicopter first, but they couldn't get it to fly because they couldn't figure out how to put the engine with the propeller upside down. So that's when they started to put it in the front, and they tried to get that thing to...
There was an aeronautical engineer before the airplane was invented?
Apparently. This guy was in... His name is Alphonse Pinault. Well, aeronautics played a part in the design of the Eiffel Tower. That was put up, what, 1884, something like that?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, right. So anyway, don't forget to have the cleanest nose in your family, the cleanest nose in town. Use Navage, the nasal care facility that will keep all the germs out of your nose. Flush it out, keep it clean, keep yourself healthy. Find out how it works and buy one at Navage.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Delightful. Well, let's see what we have here. Richie, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden on the DGV show. Throwback Thursday, focusing last week, this week, and next week at this time on the top five Christmas songs on a particular date in a particular year. So this is this week in 1984 when we have the number five song from Frank Sinatra featuring the B. Swanson Quartet. This song was first recorded in 1950. Let it snow! Let it snow, let it snow. Crank it up, Billy.
Fire is slowly dying.
Listen how young he sounds, Richie.
We're still goodbying.
Yeah,
quartet.
Like a kid.
Yep. So, well, he was, really. In his 20s.
Let it snow.
There it is. Okay. That's number five song this week in 1984, Christmas song. Number nine. Good, Doug. Number four this week. A song that had just been released, and it already was at number four. Remember this? The Band-Aid song, Do They Know It's Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Remember this? Yeah.
Came out December 1984. Crank this up, Phil. Wait for a sec. No, it's Christmas time at all. I thought this was a fabulous song, frankly. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. And you don't hear it that much. On the Christmas stations, for whatever the reason. It is a good reminder of what has happened in the name of helping people over the years. So, all right, number four, this year, 1984, and it happens to have been a new song in 84. Number three this week in 1984, song first recorded by Bobby Helms in 1957. Yep, you got it. The Jingle Bell Rock. Snowing and blowing, that's what it's doing here on the farm today. Lots of Christmas signs, Christmas bells, Christmas lights. This era was pronouncedly still, even though it's the 80s, dependent on music from the 50s, 60s, and to a point, there's no music in the 70s on this list. Matter of fact, the number two song, Christmas song playing in 1984. Yep, you got it. Song first recorded by Brenda Lee. She was 16 in 1958.
One of my favorites.
Yep, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. And her little woo-ah, woo-ah. The Christmas tree. No, I don't think I've ever heard you sing. There's a reason for that, by the way.
And you're all the better for it.
Well, see, I'm not, I don't have a problem singing. Have that sentimental feeling when you hear children's voices. Are the children be jolly? The halls of Hobbs of Holly. All right. That's number two. From 1963, even though this is, again, 1984 is the year we got this list from. Yep. Number one. This week in 1984 was the song Andy Williams recorded in 1963, his first Christmas album. He had four or five of them, and every single one of them had this song in it. This is a song he... probably as well known for this song as any other song you ever recorded, Richie. Do you remember the Williams Brothers?
Or with me?
You did what?
Remember when he was on the show?
Oh, that's right. He was playing golf and he gave the phone to his wife.
He was playing golf with his brother?
Yeah.
And right in the middle of the interview, he's like, hey, talk to my brother while I tee off.
Yeah, I thought it was his wife, but whoever it was. Yeah. What would that have been? That would have been at least 20 years ago, huh?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. He lived in Rancho Mirage, California. Played golf every day.
It's so funny.
Yeah, that was a good interview. It was a good conversation. We had him on a number of times because he was easy to talk to and he liked to talk about what he was doing.
He just liked coming on and chatting, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So, anyway, the late Andy Williams with the number one song this week in 1984. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and isn't it? The most wonderful time. Sing along. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
State attorneys general have opened two new fronts in the legal war on Google. A Texas-led lawsuit targeted the company's advertising business Wednesday, and another suit Thursday, led by Colorado and Nebraska, is expected to take aim at Google's search engine practices and price fixing. The complaint claims Google made an anti-competitive agreement with Facebook that involved Facebook curtailing its use of automated competitive bidding against Google for ad inventory in exchange for Google giving Facebook preferential treatment. Federal authorities have unsealed an indictment charging a Kenyan man with trying to stage a 9/11 style attack on the United States on behalf of the Al-Shabaab group. Tolu Abdi Abdullah, 30 years of age, who was arrested in the Philippines in 2019, was transferred to U.S. custody Tuesday. French President Emmanuel Macron has tested positive for COVID-19 Thursday. The 42-year-old leader took a test as soon as the first symptoms appeared. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The U.S. Supreme Court announced Wednesday that it will review a case deciding whether the NCAA's limits on compensation for student-athletes violate the nation's antitrust laws. Former University of Miami and New Orleans Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma.
We had always felt that there was going to come a tipping point for the student-athletes to finally come together and say enough is enough.
The court will not hear the arguments in the case until after the new year, with an outcome expected by the end of June. The court's unusual expedition into sports law comes amid an increasing national battle between athletes and schools they play for. The NCAA says it's just trying to protect amateurism and to maintain basic competitiveness between schools. On the other side, players argue that top athlete teams are operating a system that acts as a classic restraint of trade in violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. A former NHL hockey star, now playing in the Czech Republic, continues to do what he loves best. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki tells us more.
Hockey's ageless wonder is taking the ice once more. NHL legend Jaromír Jágr is returning to the rink for his 33rd professional season, suiting up for the Kladno Knights of the Extraliga in the Czech Republic. He's also co-owner and president of the team. The 48-year-old Jágr spent 24 seasons in the NHL, racking up 766 goals, the third most all-time, and 1,921 points, good for second all-time. He won his first Stanley Cup with the Pittsburgh Penguins in 1991, 29 years ago. The average age of his new teammates, 27. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It is the, what is today? Thursday, right? Yeah, Thursday all day. Richie, I think so. Doug, Stephan, and Richie is the boys' club, as opposed to the girls' club when I'm not here. Victoria is off this week. Jennifer has gone to be with Dr. Drew on her local program in Los Angeles. He's an interesting character. You ever? He's a very interesting broadcaster, an interesting doctor. He has been very visible over the years. So Jennifer's kind of excited he's on with her over there. Meanwhile, Richie's on with me. I'm excited whenever Richie and I are together because at the root of it all, we love each other. We're great pals. And once in a while, we don't agree on things.
And every now and then.
Richie's fault because he's so inflexible. It's very difficult to deal with people who are inflexible. You know, one of the other things Richie's good at, for those of you who've been around for a while, he's a good cook. He likes to cook. You'll like this, Richie. Today is national. You know, I don't feel like, obviously, you can hear in my voice, I'm not really interested in talking about the vaccine. I'm not interested
I'm
in talking
up on that.
About the stimulus bill. We've had that conversation, okay? Today is National Bouillabaisse Day. You know how you ever make a bouillabaisse soup?
Yeah, absolutely.
Roots back to Greece, made its way to the U.S. in lots of different variations. The main component is fish. Originally it was eel. I have it with shellfish, a lot of vegetables. The broth is great. What is there about eel that's so unappealing? Is it just the way they look? It's kind of like octopus.
Slimy. Yeah, but all fish are slimy. So
kind of, yeah, a little bit. Well, the oil. Oil is different than slime. So you ever pick up a catfish? Not a catch them all the time. A farm, yeah. Not a farmed catfish. I'm talking about a fish that comes out of a catfish out of fresh water. The slime.
Super oily.
If you ever got a cut on your hand, I found this out when I was a kid. I had a cut on my hand, and I picked up a catfish, and literally in 24 hours, the cut was healed. There's something in whatever that slime is that's on them that's very medicinal.
Omega-3s, buddy.
Yeah, well, that is externally, sometimes they don't do as much as they do internally. Anyway, the bouillabaisse moved from Greece, as you might imagine, to France. Actually, the Phoenicians created the dish originally when they went back to port after they'd been out trying to rape and pillage the rest of the world. They go back and make themselves some soup. All right, some other food news today. This is, in honor of cupcakes, there is a new cupcake. Have you ever made cupcakes? I like cupcakes, actually.
Yeah, my daughter makes them actually now.
Frosting, she puts sprinkles on them.
Of course.
Drizzled chocolate on them. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've evolved far and wide from just chocolate and vanilla. There are all kinds of really, yesterday we got to celebrate National Cupcake Day, so I thought we'd spend a minute thinking about what is in a cupcake. It's just regular cake mix that you put into a cup. And they have those the things that I remember making these when I was a kid. The little plastic paper and things that you put them in so they wouldn't stick to the tin, right? Remember that.
Let me tell you something, buddy. Cupcakes have become the thing. Now, you go down to Georgetown down in Washington, D.C., and there are a handful of gourmet cupcake shops. So one of the places my daughter and I go to is we'll just take a nice Saturday and go down to Georgetown, walk around and do the shopping and stuff like that. And then hit one of the gourmet cupcake shops. These shops, some of them have a line out the door.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Half a block to a block long.
It's like the Dunkin' Donuts or the Starburst or whatever it is. What's it called?
Starbucks. No, it's...
You and I, by the way, and Victoria Keelan, I think are the only people that I know who've never had a cup of coffee. You've never had a cup of coffee? I've never had a cup of coffee?
I can't say that anymore.
Oh, you can't? What happened?
I realized this bulletproof diet thing where you kind of fast. So for a while there, I was drinking coffee in the morning, but I would drink it with a protein powder. Mm-hmm. And it was really good, so kind of like a vanilla frap type thing. And then you wouldn't have to eat till 1 or 2 o'clock, and it works really well when you do it.
Well,
so I can't say I haven't had coffee.
Well, the reason I was thinking about that is because, you know, Dunkin' Donuts is headquartered right down the street from me here, and they have all of these things. All of their shops around here are where they try things. So there's always something in the local paper
about
what they're doing. So they've unveiled a purple sugar plum macchiato. What in the world is that?
Macchiato.
Is that what it is? Macchiato? What is that?
I don't know. It's some kind of coffee or frap or something like that.
Right. They have dark purple macchiato. Is that how you pronounce it? Bright berry flavors. They put in blueberry, raspberry, blackberry, and plum into this thing. This is a coffee or an espresso, I guess, that has milk and all these things in it. So it isn't even coffee, really, is it? Is it what?
Macchiato means marked in Italian.
Okay, I wasn't looking for that.
Marked with a small amount of steamed milk or foam for those who love the rich, bold taste. There you go.
All right, so what are you cooking for Christmas dinner, and have you done your holiday grocery shopping yet?
Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Chili.
No. Really?
Yeah, because normally we go to my brother's house and he does the big beef tenderloins and all this other stuff. But my brother's older kids just had kids. So he's got the grandkids now. So we're, everybody's doing Christmas at their own house this year. And we're just getting together the week after. So this is really the first time that we're doing Christmas at home, Christmas dinner at home. So you're living with the Latinas. Christmas Day is really not a big deal.
Richie's wife is from Colombia.
So she would rather do Christmas dinner on Christmas Eve and then do a big pot of chili on Christmas Day where we all just kind of hang out, open the presents, and then just kind of dip into the chili pot all day long. So I think on Christmas Eve, we're going to do some nice steaks, baked potato, green bean casserole, nice dessert, and then on Christmas Day, a big old huge honking pot of chili with the three meats in it, which, you know, the three kings, if you want to say it. It's bacon, beef, and then some, I use some lamb type thing, and put it in there, and my God, it's so good.
Yum. Well, the holiday shopping spree, that is for groceries, if you're planning to get to the store on the 22nd, probably not a good idea, although some of the stores are going to be open the day before. Let's see, the 22nd is next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. A lot of the stores around the country opening at 6 in the morning with the senior shopping hour. They still have that, by the way. And so if you're on your way to thinking, I'm going to get everything fresh a couple of days before Christmas, No, this is the time to get stuff either frozen. You get a better selection this weekend. By the time next Wednesday, Thursday rolls around, you know, you've heard, hello, it's been on all the papers, been on the air, all the newscasts. There is going to be a shortage. There is a run on right now because people are doing what Richie just said he's doing. Everybody is staying home. There are no restaurants open. You're going to have to cook, and you're going to have to get the food early, early, early. So this is a word to the wise that hopefully is sufficient.
Not only there are no restaurants open, but people aren't going to other people's houses as much.
That's what I mean.
So every household is going to be cooking their own meal.
Yep.
And, oh, my God, it's going to be, I didn't even think about it. It's going to be nuts.
I know. That's what I'm telling you.
All right, I got to go. I'm heading to the store.
Okay, well, I'll do a commercial. This is for something that you should have. Maybe I'll get the company to send you some of these for Christmas. Yvonne's Bakehouse and their cookies. These are the best thing to come down the pike, man. Did we talk about these yesterday when you were here? I think.
The
gluten-free cookies that don't taste like gluten-free cookies. The breads that don't taste like gluten-free breads. The rolls that do not taste like gluten-free rolls. Those of you who have, like I do, a celiac thing, a gluten intolerance, it's pretty upsetting because I love to eat good food. I don't often because I usually eat to because I have to, not because I want to. I don't eat well because I'm by myself most of the time and I just take care of me being hungry. And so I don't, the finer things in dining, I don't enjoy too much. But I will tell you something. This is something not only that I'm excited about, but everybody, all the girls have had these Yvonne's cookies, and I'm going to send them around to my friends for Christmas. But they are, everybody that I've talked to, I get some notes on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show, or I've even gotten my Facebook, my personal page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, people talking about these cookies. They are beyond a doubt the best thing that I have tasted. And I love cookies and cakes and candies and stuff. And I know a good cookie when I taste it. And these are good cookies. A great gift idea. You don't have to send a cookie. Just give some gift cards out. The DJV, when you check out avivansbakehouse.com, use the DJV code, get a big discount, which is kind of cool. And also their standard 100% money back guarantee. So white chocolate cookies, white chocolate chip, cherry, there are all kinds of fruity flavors in here. Oatmeal, it's the taste, it's the desire. Every night now I'm having one of these cookies after dinner. It's very good for me. Believe me, it'll be very good for you. Check it all out at yvonsbakehouse.com and check out with the DJV code for a big discount.
67% of U.S. households own a pet, according to the American Pet Products Association, and while caring for one has always required time, love, and financial commitment, the pandemic has brought added stress and financial uncertainty, which could impact how you care for yours. Fortunately, there are things you can do to help be prepared for both routine care and unexpected illness or injury. For starters, financing options such as the Care Credit Health and Pet Care Credit Card. It allows cardholders to pay vet expenses over time with monthly installment payments, and it's accepted at 8 out of 10 eligible veterinary care providers across the country. You can also consider getting pet insurance. Pets Best, for example, can help cover unexpected expenses like cancer, surgeries, accidents, and more. In addition, they offer optional wellness coverage for ongoing expenses like vaccinations and medications. You create a personalized insurance plan, pay a monthly premium, and get reimbursed. Finally, there are wellness plans that many vets offer that cover certain types of care for a monthly fee. So be sure to ask yours about what they are and how they can fit within your budget. Being prepared for a lifetime of care can make all the difference.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. It's Thursday on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria are normally here, but Rich McFadden is joining me because the ladies are gonzo. We're talking about food. The ladies are great foodies, too. They love to talk about food news. For those of you who are going to take our advice and go buy stuff now or this weekend so you don't have to wait. The FDA has advised that those of you who are buying baby spinach or cut vegetables sold by a variety of retailers are going to run into a problem. Anything that came from VegPro International, yet again another example of huge agribusinesses that are producing huge amounts of vegetables and fruits, and the quality is bad. It really, they don't have any quality control. So these products were distributed all over our country and Canada. They were actually produced in Canada in a facility up there. VegPro, I think, is, I'm trying to remember the company that they're associated with, but it's, again, some huge company. And so all of the spinach that they have, no good. All the carrots that they have, no good. All the basil that they have, no good. So just, you know, if you're buying stuff, probably you don't want to buy that sort of thing for Christmas meals. Here's, unless you can find it fresh, if you go to somebody that's a fresh grocer and they're still growing locally, yeah, that's fine. But anything with VegPro on it, just, I think they've probably taken them off the store shelves anyway.
Yeah,
I would hope. Are you a mac and cheese guy? Do your children like mac and cheese?
Yeah, but we don't do it as much anymore. But what I used to do is buy the wheat noodles and like a real good cheddar and just make it myself. And it was really good.
Yeah. The biggest brand is Kraft Mac and Cheese.
Oh, yeah.
They're launching a gluten-free version. That's why I brought this up, because gluten, we're talking about the Ebon Bakehouse cookies.
Everybody's getting factory cheese on it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that. It'll be okay. For dessert, the Hershey Kisses classic Christmas bells. Now, what, 31 years they've had these things, and they have the special ones for Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas on the bell. So that's something to look forward to for
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who doesn't recognize that? Good heavens, the 20th Century Fox theme. Chuck Curry is off today. I thought maybe it'd be interesting to spend a moment or two getting caught up with Netflix. They're testing an audio-only mode that will play in the background. Subscribers could be getting the option to switch off their video and just listen to the audio of a movie. I wonder about that. Those with access to this feature will see a video off button toward the top of their screen. This way, your favorite show could be functioning and, you know, like maybe what we do in the news anyway. It's sort of background noise. This could be like a podcast, I suppose, in the background. The folks at Netflix say, quote, "We're always looking for new ways to improve the Netflix mobile experience. We run tests in different countries and for different periods of time." Netflix is trying to do as much as they can in a different way because they're losing traction to Disney and Amazon and some of these other big companies. HBO is still a very important factor. I see that HBO Max is launching on Roku. Now, Warner Media and HBO have had a hard time getting along with each other, but they buried the hatchet. And so now we have Roku and Warner distributing HBO Max. I think I saw something, though. Don't expect to get... Oh, I know. It was Chris Ruddy sent out an email. He's the guy that does Newsmax magazine, complaining about RCN not airing Newsmax on any of their cable channels. Nah. Whether you miss it or you don't miss it. Some people, I suppose, make a deal out of it. Anyway, HBO Max is going to be live starting today on Roku. So 46 million more users will be available. That's quite a large... Roku was a big hole without them. I didn't realize there were that many people that were subscribed. I didn't realize they were that big. If Victoria were here, she'd explain a little bit more about it, or Chucker probably. But I know that Warner was trying to nail down a deal with HBO Max and put Roku there, and so they have done that. They were going to, you know, they were all concerned about getting Wonder Woman as much exposure as possible for next Friday. Remember? It seems like, it's right around the corner. Wonder Woman is going to be released a week from tomorrow. And so this is big business for HBO, a big business for Warner Media, big business for everybody. I'm intending, I don't know, actually I'm going to be on the road on Christmas Day, so maybe I'll see this on the Sunday after. But I want to go to the movies and see this movie. And I'm betting a lot of you do too, although as we were talking earlier in the program, most people are going to stick around and play it close to the vest or close to home, but that doesn't mean you can't go to the movies. But I'm expecting a lot of people are going to stay home and watch it on HBO or wherever it is this thing is going to show up. At any rate, shares of Roku were up 3% after the deal was announced. That always happens. The insiders were trading, and I'm sure they made a few bucks on that. Best Christmas music. Good, Doug. We were talking about music before. Best Christmas movies. What about it? Have you seen, and again, this is a Netflix, what is the matter with my voice here? There. Tongue gets caught behind my eye, teeth can't see what I'm saying. If you want to embrace your inner Christmas geek of sorts, maybe you got some cocoa, maybe you got something around, maybe some popcorn to sit in front of the television set and watch Netflix, because they apparently have been promoting all their thousands of movies. They have hundreds of Christmas movies, not to mention the other movies that are new this year that are on Hallmark. I mean, I've seen them on Me Television. I've seen them on Ion Television. I've seen them on three or four of the cable networks. All these, I think somebody told me, was it Jennifer or it may have been Victoria? There were 82, maybe it was Chucker, 82 Christmas movies produced for this year. 82 original movies produced this year. It's the same story over and over and over again. But when you look at all the movies that are produced, you know, since the 30s, the Christmas music, I keep saying music, Christmas movies, and then there are some of these new movies. I noticed that Goldie Hawn is doing something with Kurt Russell this year, Christmas Chronicles, and there's a sequel to that. They play Mr. and Mrs. Claus, so I suppose that's kind of cute. Jingle Jangle, The Christmas Journey, that's around. That can be streamed on Netflix as well. The Story of Santa Claus, so this is like a big ad for Netflix. The Story of a Christmas Prince and its sequels, so all of that. And The Grinch has been around everywhere. I think that's a horrible movie, a horrible song.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.